Gui, Tansy, bonjour, hello. My name is Crystal, and I thank you for joining me in this space. Our prayer reflection today will encourage us to spend time sitting in creation and reflecting on Scripture. You are invited to follow along with the accompanying prayer journal. This guide will provide focus prompts to help you journey deeper in this sacred time. I hope this is a space where you recognize your place in the flourishing of God's community of creation. I hope you find a place to deepen your relationship with Creator and the created. Together, let us walk this transformation path to open hands and reconciled hearts. In these moments, I invite you to create a comfortable place in creation to be with God, our Creator. Perhaps it is on a grassy field with a cozy blanket and tea. Maybe it is sitting in a park or on a breezy beach shore. Perhaps you choose to walk and listen. However you choose to spend these moments, settle into creation and notice the world around you. How does creation choose to speak? What does creation choose to reveal? Through Scripture, we see God use creation as a means to share His goodness, love, and graciousness. In Job 12:7-10, we read, "But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done? In His hand is the life of every creature, and the breath of all living creatures." Creation speaks. It speaks of Creator's presence. It shares Creator's wisdom. It reveals the love of God for a universe crafted by the sound of His voice. Just as a child leaves sticky fingerprints across freshly cleaned walls, embedded into creation are God's fingerprints, glimpses of His heart, reminders of His presence with us. With a quick and simple snap of the fingers, an all-powerful God could have created everything within a rushed moment. Yet Scripture reveals that God's creation work is unhurried. There is joy, purpose, and beauty in creating. Let us take a moment to be still, to remain in that truth. What does creation reveal about God in this moment? To help guide this time, I encourage you to join me in a Seven Directions prayer. During this prayer, I will invite you to turn and face the seven directions, offering some prompts to connect to Creator and His creation. We turn to the east, the place of the rising sun and a new day. We are thankful for the ability to start over, to experience new beginnings. We realize that this is a gift. Remind us to learn from our past and from the experiences of others. Sit with us in our struggle with vulnerability and guide us into places of authenticity. We face the south, and we are reminded of the warm and soothing winds from the south. They bring comfort and warmth on cold and tired days. May we be reminded to sit in the warmth of your presence, to savor the moments of laughter and joy, knowing that we can experience joy in the midst of pain. We turn to the west, the place where the sun sets, and we experience breathtaking beauty and awe-inspiring colors that scan the horizon. It is from this space that we are reminded of the joy and flourishing of creation. Even in the moments of ending, there's room for beauty. Help us to fade into you as we seek to find rest. We move toward the north and are reminded of the harsh cold winds and the blinding snowy storms. In the painful, in the hurts, and in the unexpected, we are reminded that you guide us in strength and courage when the difficulties arise. You prepare for us a safe space in the midst of trouble, and in the sparse and trying times, you do not leave us alone. We look up to the sky. The clouds and sun, the moon and stars teach us that there is a vast universe, and yet there is no place unknown to you. You are not a distant and unapproachable God. You are with us. You know us and you care for our well-being. When the clouds become darkened and the stars are hidden, help us settle into your presence. We look down to creation. If you are able, I encourage you to take off your shoes and let your feet settle into the ground below you. Creation cares for us. Creation provides for us. Help us to walk in gentleness and gratitude for the gifts it provides. Teach us to be faithful trustees of creation, taking only what we need and ensuring that there is plenty for all who gather in this space. Now I invite you to look inward, to take a couple of deep breaths in and out. Place your hand on your heart and feel your heartbeat. Be present in this moment. This is a place of honesty, a place of our deepest desires. In this place, we hold the important things, our beliefs, our loves, our memories. It guides our steps and fuels our passions. It is here that holds our greatest joys and our deepest sorrows. Help us to be honest in this place, to recognize our moments of regret and shame, and allow space for meaningful growth and healing. We have a beautiful and sacred place in the community of creation. We are a sacred wish of the Creator, breathed into existence by the all-knowing, all-powerful, everlasting Sacred One. We are created with purpose and intentionality. We join with the community of creation in a joyous and flourishing creation song. Our heartbeats join with the rustling wind through the tall prairie grass, with the crashing waves upon the rugged shorelines, and with the songs of the sparrows as they soar through the skies to create something incredible. We belong to something that has existed since the very beginning. Being in a good and healthy relationship with God is lived out in our good and healthy relationships with the created. John Wesley explains that holiness is love. This love is manifested in the pursuit of the good of others. It thus only exists in the context of relationships. Holiness is relational because God is relational. Look to the creation story. It reveals a caring and intentional creator. Look to the Gospels. It reveals a present and restoring Savior. At the heart of who we are as followers of Jesus is a hope of restoration of good relationships with God and the community of creation. Florence Booth said, "You must be willing to seek holiness, not for the sake of any gain to yourself, but because you are willing that God's purpose shall be carried out in you." And what is God's purpose? Perhaps it is to see a flourishing community of creation. As we prepare to end this focus time together, let us listen to the beautiful words of Solid Rock. Fade into the rhythm of the music and hold these words with open hands. May they be your prayer. A prayer for a new day, a prayer for a reconciled heart, a prayer for a flourishing community of creation.
Bye. whisper to hear.